Orale, homie, what's up? Mr. Yastu in the house, eh? Yo, I know what you're talking about, Mr. Yastu, because Mr. Bradford got you in the house, too. Word up, though. Y'all talking too much, though, I'm saying? You're the stone ass of damn, man. What you think this shit? Like the clean keys you saw us on. Hey, you know what it is. Popping it off and sipping my fizz. I do it like this. Call in and don't be late. Or the next to come, I might take your place. Serious people got determined on their face. Not serious, yo. Will you let it go to waste? That's that past behind me. Yo, the smile on my face. Ones that got a future. Fingers up and now I salute ya. Haters try to dig in that I juke ya. Orale, no more like doors, eh?
Orale, que paso, doggy? How you doing? What's going on? Orale, you know?
He knows what it's all about, being on the show. Clean Casey, yo.
Hey, let's introduce new guests today. We have right now Mr. Danny Influence, you know what I'm saying? And he's got a new song he's trying to bring out, and he wants everybody to hear out here on the Clean Keezy Show. Hey, what's up, Danny? How you doing out there, man?
What's up, man? Can't call it, man. It's hot as fish grease out here. Just trying to stay cool.
Oh, that's what's up, man. Hey, where you from, man?
Dude, the high desert.
High desert. Hey, that's what's that, the palm trees and some right next to the coconuts, hey, right there?
Something like that.
Hey, man, he's a funny guy, man. This guy's always talking, man. This guy, use Yasuo. Anyway, Danny, man, what's this song about, man? This song you brought to us, man. We heard it. We gave you a submission form. You filled it out, man. You were picked. So above all the other ones, you know what I'm saying? What's this song about, bro?
Man, this song, Showdown, is about being ready. You know what I'm saying? Like, you never know when your opportunity may come around and you want to be ready to catch it. A lot of things. It's a multifaceted song. There's a lot of other deep meanings to the song. You might have to listen to it a couple of times to catch it, but I think that most people will find it enjoyable if they take a listen.
Influence, man, just let me do my thing. I came to kill it, don't care about no witnesses, man. I will not switch my lane, I'm rolling like a train. Full speed ahead, I circumvent the game. Not stunting on you lames, even though it's a damn shame. The way you sold your soul for the fortune and the fame. The rocks, the ice, the paparazzi and the dame. All the temptations of life destroyed, yeah, Jesus saved. Through Yahweh the Father, Yeshua came to stake his claim. Now all you gotta do is repent and believe in the name. Yeah, you'd rather refrain than look at me like I'm insane. Instead of taking a look in a book, then I bring your whole life change. Bring your whole life change, let them rearrange. Admit it, you've been all on your own way and you've gone astray. You should have focused on that homework instead of try to play. Now it's about to get real, you don't know the way.
You ready for the showdown? It's about to go down. I hope you're ready. Showdown, it's about to go down. I hope you're ready.
Best believe, we in the last days. If you're aware of the scripture, you probably are amazed at the signs and the wonders. There in your face, all the warnings and the prophecies currently taking place. The situation is at hand. Scoffers running plays, don't let them get all in your head and leave you all dismayed. They'll sell you out for a dollar just to get paid. They'll use deception when they holler just to get laid. So come on, my people, we need to get it right now. You never know, my Lord might come back right now. And when he does, are you certain that you heaven bound? If not, you need to flip a script and turn it around. Turn it around. His love has no bounds. He's in this fight to the finish. 100 rounds. Turn it around. Turn it around. He's in this fight to the finish. 100 rounds.
Ready for the showdown. It's about to go down. I hope you're ready. I
showdown, 'cause it's about to go down. I hope you're ready.
Your thing. I hope you walk by faith. Don't let the devil convince you to drop about this race. Tell him to pump his brakes, 'cause you know Jesus saves. If you's a sinner like me, you know you need Jesus' grace. I'm trying to seek his face, so I'm trying to take his place. I'm never bound down to these snakes that perpetrate. I'm hip to the game, just ain't playing it, trying to elevate my people to another level, but they playing, trying to emulate. I'm trying to innovate and do it all by faith and giving God the glory, 'cause he done made a way. Yeah, he done made a way to a better day. Yeshua the Christ, the life, the light, and the way. I'm trying to innovate and do it all by faith and giving God the glory, 'cause he done made a way. Yeah, he done made a way to a better day. Yeshua the Christ, the light, and the way.
I'm ready for the showdown, 'cause it's about to go down. I hope you're ready. Showdown, 'cause it's about to go down. I hope you're ready.
Hey yo, Mr. Danny Influence, man, I'm feeling you on the strings you got on that, man. Are you playing that yourself, dog?
Yeah, man, I'm playing that, man. I got this nice board, the Korg, and everything is packed full of synthesized music, man. So it's got that real nice touch to it. I'm really a fan of those strings myself. Thank you.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. That's what's up, man. I really was digging that. You should have seen me over here with my 80-year-old legs, man. They were like, probably wool them around a little bit. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, that's what's up, man. Hey, Danny, man, I like that, bro. We were listening to that, man. We were over here grooving, bro. That was pretty hot, bro. Damn. I like that. I like that a lot. So, when we were talking earlier, man, I'm sorry, man, I don't mean to cut you off. I'm trying to get it out there for you. When we were talking earlier, man, you were telling me you do shirts and you do you have wood or something like that, man, out in the desert, bro?
Yeah, man, like really, like Melting Pot stands for eclecticism. You know, we're multifaceted. We got a lot of things going on, a lot of diversity, a lot of various things happening. The main bread and butter, if you will, would be T-shirts. That's one of our passions. We create a lot of custom works for artists out here and for people that want to advertise their businesses. We can create custom artwork from scratch, or you can submit your artwork online, and we'll print it just as you like.
Hey, man, hey, you doing something that other people ain't doing, eh? That's pretty smart right there. You're using noggin holes to things happen by yourself, eh? Did you go into business with someone yourself, holes, or what do you do, holes?
Well, my wife and I actually decided a couple of years ago we wanted to start our own venture. You know, we got tired of working for the men. We said, let's go ahead and do something for ourselves. We're working hard, putting our effort, our energy into working for everyone else and enriching their pockets. We could do that same thing and turn it around for our own purposes, you know. So really, you know, it's a family business. We have children, four kids, four beautiful children. And it's basically something that we plan to pass on to them, you know, in the future.
Dang. Okay. I feel you on that, man. Ain't mad at you. Ain't mad at you at all. What inspired you to get started in music?
Man, what inspired me to get into music was the late 80s, the early 90s. I grew up in South Central, so it's that West Coast hip-hop. You know, Dr. Dre, Snoop Dogg, Ice Cube, that type of stuff is really is what caught my ear, and that's the type of sound that I gravitated to. And then later on in my life, I ended up becoming a born-again Christian. And so I had to, like, change paths a little bit with my music, and I decided that I would use the talent that I believe God gave me to try to influence others in a good way, try to use it in a good capacity. And then a little bit later on in my life, I started to have children. I got married and started to have a family. And then it became something that was more interpersonal to me. And so I felt like, with my children being around, listening to their dad make music all the time, I had to, you know, gradually filter myself until I got to the point where I didn't have any cuss words in my music, and I tried to make sure that the content was something that was going to inspire or teach or edify the listener. And so that's really a conviction that I have. It's more on a conscious level I don't just make music just to make music. It's always got purpose. You feel me?
Orderly, yeah, that's what's up, dog. All right, that's cool, man. Hey, we're going to check out your next song, eh? What's called A War Abroad with Vaccines, eh? I need a vaccine over here because I'm going to feel kind of sick, eh? Listen to this. Don't mix you this drop, eh? For real.
Yeah, check that track out, man. I think a lot of people out there might appreciate it. If you get to know me, look at my page on Facebook. You'll see that I'm really pretty much an anti-vaccine advocate. I really don't believe in vaccines. I believe in, you know, having a strong immune system first and foremost. And, you know, I think parents should, like, pay attention to what's going on with these vaccines and look into the ingredients before they just go ahead and dose their children up. Because a lot of children from a lot of parents are ended up getting injured or worse. And so at the end of the day, it's up to the parents to do their research before they make that decision.
All right, everybody. Let's check this out, man. Click Easy Show, eh? Come on, let's do something else. Let's check it out.
About the paper, then you'll see why they go ahead with the hate. When you realize the wicked, it's all about the paper. Then you'll see why they go ahead with the hate. When you realize the wicked, it's all about the paper. Then you'll see why they go ahead with the hate. When you realize the wicked, it's all about the paper. Then you'll see why they go ahead with the hate. I'm trying to wake my neighbor to the horrors that's before us. Some of our controllers worship idols like bulls. So at the end of the day, they don't care for us. That's why the more you protest, the more they ignore us. I'm trying to wake my people in the midst of the sheep. No more waiting, no more trying to be equal. We've been called to an entirely new scene. Matter of fact, you can call this deceit. We've been drawn to the truth to expose all evil. Maintain the faith while we walk in this gospel. There's work to be done while you acting all slothful. This house of cards is weak and on wobble. Just expose the hand and watch the whole thing topple. Just be prepared to get blamed for the debacle. It's all good when you know how the story go. My good God packs grace and both like I saw. When you realize the wicked, it's all about the paper. Then you'll see why they go ahead with the hate. When you realize the wicked, it's all about the paper. Then you'll see why they go ahead with the hate. When you realize the wicked, it's all about the paper. Then you'll see why they go ahead with the hate. When you realize the wicked, it's all about the paper. Then you'll see why they go ahead with the hate.
Don't you know there's money in this? Money to be made, money to get if you selling out to get paid. So I ain't trusting crooked doctors at the top of the list. They won't even be found liable if your child gets sick. They claiming vaccines are safe, but that ain't even proven. I never trust in the Lord, I never trust in men. I'm saying do your own research, investigate. Get to the bottom of the matter and root out them stains. These groups getting paid, misinforming the people. Give them the CDC pamphlet, don't take the time to read. Just give me that insert for each vaccine so I can only break down each and everything. Up in this man-made concoction, so take caution. They full of adjuvants, live strands of neurotoxins. That's neurotoxin, breaking the blood-brain barrier. We're microscopic, now I'm about to bury it. When you realize the wicked, it's all about the paper. Then you'll see why they go ahead with the case. When you realize the wicked, it's all about the paper. Then you'll see why they go ahead with the case. When you realize the wicked, it's all about the paper. Then you'll see why they go ahead with the case. When you realize the wicked, it's all about the paper. Then you'll see why they go ahead with the case.
about the paper, then you'll see why they go ahead with the hate. When you realize the wicked, it's all about the paper, then you'll see why they go ahead with the hate. When you realize the wicked, it's all about the paper, then you'll see why they go ahead with the hate. When you realize the wicked, it's all about the paper, then you'll see why they go ahead with the case. When you realize the wicked, it's all about the paper, then you'll see why they go ahead with the case. When you realize the wicked, it's all about the paper, then you'll see why they go ahead with the case. When you realize the wicked, it's all about the paper, then you'll see why they go ahead with the case. When you realize the wicked, it's all about the paper, then you'll see why they go ahead with the case.
Orchestras, you feel me? And then you brought this one right here, and I'm like, yeah, it sounds good, but that went right back to that showdown. Listen to that one again. I got to teach y'all young cats what's up with the 80-year-old, you know, fixing all, you know what I'm saying? Got that flavor for your behavior, you feel me?
I appreciate it, man. I appreciate it. That's a work in progress, you know. It'll be soon. It'll be done. Very soon. I just got to finish up the finishing polishes on it. I'll put that out there for the people.
Yo, yo, hey, well, you know what, Danny? I appreciate you coming by here, man, being able to drop some knowledge, you know what I'm saying, vaccines, and watch out for your kids not to have unless you look out from dad, you know what I'm saying, that looks it up first, this and that. I got you on that, man. So you on a different level, bro. So you way up there. That's good, man. We like to bring people over here and just, like, really display what takes them through a day-to-day, you know what I'm saying, a lifestyle, you know, they live and how they raise their kids and what do they do to get their music and biz and everything running, man. That's good, man. We appreciate that. Right now, guys, everybody, right now, we're going to go ahead and listen to a song that Clean Keezy made, and he makes it for the fans and the listeners out there. So check this one out.
Excuse me. Yo, it's prime time. You listening? Drop everything you're doing right now. Clean Keezy show, we own again. Yeah, we own. Telling achievers, we firm believers. And we going strong. Running the game like Nikes and Adidas. Spotlight that talent like NFL receivers. Adjust your headphones to make sure it's coming clear out your speakers.
Testing, testing, can you hear me?
Do me a favor, just bob your head. Oh, damn. What's the orderly, homie? We just bring it like that, eh? We had too much fun over here at the Clean Keezy Show, eh? You know how it is, homes. Hey, so check this out, man. We have Danny Influence here at the station right now with us, you know what I'm saying? You know, he's in his spirit, you know, just circulating through the world right now for everybody listening through their speakers. Hey, what's happening? Yeah, you know what I'm saying? That's what's up, man. We got Danny-O. I'm going to do something for you, Danny-O, man. You can do me a favor and drop your links again one more time and let everybody know where they can find you. And then one more last thing before we even any questions for us, all right? You do that for us, man. Go ahead and drop it.
That's right. You can find us on Facebook and Instagram, hashtag MPTs and Things. That's MPTs and Things. It's spelled T. EEZNTHINGS, T's and Things, MPTs and Things coming at you. We got a lot more things on the line, from digital heat transfers, vinyl graphics, banners and signs, vehicle decals, magnets, posters and prints, jerseys, uniforms, sports apparel, even 3D printed objects. A whole lot of things that we got going down. Please come check us out. We got music recording services, video production services, as well as photo shoots and effects services. We got the green screen as well as props all set up for you and ready to go. No, bro. I got some artists that I'm dealing with, man. They coming out with these fire tracks this summer, man. Local artists in the HD. I want to give a shout out to Anemic Breeze. I want to give a shout out to my boy, Mr. Drew P. Diddy, a major producer coming up. Jimmy Taylor, check him out on SoundCloud, man. These people are really doing their thing, and I'm just really pleased to be affiliated with them.
Yes, yes, you heard it here, Clean Keezy Show. Listen to The Exploit, the way we tell everything is out there for you to learn, to listen, to be a part of, to be next in line. You got to check us out, man, and check out Danny O and his influences, the way he does his things. And I'll see you next time on The Clean Keezy Show next Sunday night, you know it, at 8 p.m., Orale, homie, get off the microphone, eh? Let me get on this and say something, homie. Hey, don't forget about me, eh? I got my chucks on. I got my hat tilted low, eh? You know, I got my music on Bustin' and Fly, bro. I got it on Clean Cut, bro. You know what I'm saying? We do it like that, eh? Hey, I guess Greg Picasso just went to go take his medicine or something, man. He just bumped out, man. But anyway, man, appreciate you coming out, man, and, you know, just really laying some knowledge on everybody, you know what I'm saying? And we were, like, listening to your music and stuff, man. So stay up, man, and you know what? Pass everybody out over here to the Clean Keezy Show because they're going to have some entertainment, laughter, and comedy all day long.
That's right. That's right. It's all love, baby. I appreciate it. And PTs and things. So
you got it, man. I'll see you later, bro.
Take it easy.